This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast about how to be happier. This week, we'll talk about why you might try keeping a journal in the way that's right for you. And we'll talk to author and professional home cook, Cassie Joy Garcia, about several hacks about how to make healthier meals with more efficiency and fun. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. No surprise to anyone, I am right here in my home office in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, the sage, Elizabeth Kraft.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and Gretchen, I definitely need those healthier meal tips. So
they're coming your way.
The easier, the better.
Well, first of all, I have to say, Elizabeth, thank you for sending me my rubber duck.
Yes.
In episode 342, we talked about rubber duck debugging, which is when you explain a programming problem to a rubber duck and in that way figure out the answer. And so, you know, you can use this even if you're not doing computer programming. And then a rubber duck appeared in my mail, and I love getting a surprise present. So thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. How could I resist that? I had to send one.
Exactly. And I also wanted to let everybody know the Happiness Project, my new website, we now have merch. If you go to the-happiness-project.com/collections, you can see everything we've got. You can get a mug with your tendency on it. You can get a t-shirt that says Onward and Upward. You can get a sticker if there's something you want to personalize that you already own. Like, you don't need a new water bottle, but you want to just, you know, zhuzh up a water bottle that you have. And by popular demand, because we heard from so many people, we are now shipping internationally. So you asked for it, you got it.
And Gretchen, you have gorgeous journals.
Yes.
That tie into our Try This at Home today, but I have been perusing the journals.
Oh, yes. Well,
I love them.
Yes. Some journals may be in your future.
I know. I was like, I have a feeling I'm going to be receiving these as gifts.
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm not going to pre-order.
Spoiler alert. Yes. This week, our Try This at Home tip is to keep a journal in the way that's right for you. And the journals that I've worked on and that are now you can look at and pre-order really came out of what I've seen in all the time that I've been writing and researching happiness, and Elizabeth, all the listeners that we've heard on when we've touched on the desire to keep a journal, which is that, as we've seen over and over with so many things, people may have the same aim, but the same tool doesn't work. They need to do it in the way that's right for them. And when you know sort of, oh, here are the options in front of me, a lot of times it suddenly becomes much easier to follow through with an aim, because you've picked the way that suits you.
Yes, that is the key to the whole journaling thing. Like, I know for me, I am not going to write a whole long passage about my day.
No, exactly. And the thing is, many people have the urge to keep a journal. We've heard from so many people, but they don't find that manageable. Kind of what you're talking about, which is like the traditional write several thoughtful pages. Like a friend of mine said, I have a drawer full of unopened journals or journals that go through like January 8th, you know, and then nothing.
Yes. So, Gretch, tell us about the different kind of journals you have, because I think we've touched on these different ways of journaling yes. in the past, but now we've got one place where you can get these journals.
Right, right. And a lot of them are even things that I've rigged up, but now they're put together properly right. and are very nice. One is the Know Yourself Better journal. And this is for people who like to use a journal for self-reflection and self-knowledge. And so it throws out a thought-provoking question, and then you have a couple pages to respond. And all the questions are meant to point you in a direction that might help you understand yourself better in a way that's useful. Some of them are just fun, but a lot of them are things like, oh, this is helping me understand like a different tack that I might take in life. Another is the one-sentence journal. Like you, Elizabeth, a lot of people have the journal-keeping impulse. They're not going to write a whole long thing, but they can write one sentence. And what I found is that when you write one sentence, that's enough to bring back memories. And it scratches that itch of keeping a record. And some people do this like, my baby's first year, or I'm starting a new business, or a gratitude journal. What am I most grateful for today? I know somebody who's going through chemotherapy and she kept it as sort of a record. You know, it was a big event in her life and she wanted to somehow keep a record of it.
One great thing would be just to use a one sentence journal to write down the cute things your kids say.
Because
we always say, write it down. You're not going to remember. Yes. And that's kind of a perfect place for that.
Yes. Well, and I've talked to several people who plan to give their one-sentence journal to their children. So they're writing things down with the eye that this is a keepsake that they will give to their children, like when they turn 18 or on their 15th birthday or something. So I thought that was an interesting thing to have. And then one thing that is for all the people who are trying to create good habits, there's this don't break the chain tracker, because for so many people, the streak approach or the don't break the chain approach is so good. And this way you can record an aim or a habit. You can check off every day. You can write notes. So like, let's say you were using it for read 21 and 21. You could write down the books that you're finishing. So that's really good for people who like that kind of checking the box, which is like often questioners because they like monitoring, obligers because it's a form of accountability, upholders because they love to get that gold star of like checking it off the list.
Yes.
That's your rebels. Let me know, rebels, if there's a rebel way people like to use Don't Break the Chain. I'd love to hear it.
And then, Gretchen, what is the Memento Keepsake Journal?
Okay, this was inspired by something that our grandparents gave to me, Elizabeth. I think you were still a baby when I got it, because I was very young when I got it, and you're 5 years younger. So, and it was like my school notebook. And I'll put a photograph of this in the show notes so you can see it's like so old-fashioned. But it basically was a pocket for every school year. And just by chance, our school, the report card fit in the pocket perfectly. So it felt very coherent and neat. And that really appealed to me. And then I also had that like keepsake file box where I would put for my daughters our Valentine's card, their birthday invitation, their school photograph. And so I really like this way of holding on to keepsakes through some kind of pocket or file.
Yes.
So this is a really cool journal where it gives you a pocket. And so there's like a little space to write something, like you could write the contents or like, oh, this is from our trip to France, or, you know, this is the summer I spent in Maine or whatever it might be. But mostly it's just for holding on to memento objects, like an invitation or a menu or a ticket stub.
I just love it, Gretch. I think more than anything, because I am a person who's like, well, I have this ticket to Disneyland,
yes.
which I want to
yes.
save, but it's going to be nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, where do I put it so
where
that
do you
I
put
know
it?
That why I want it? And I love to get pictures, like when we go on roller coasters or whatever.
Yes. Perfect.
That would be the perfect kind of thing to put in this.
No, exactly. And then it's neat and organized. You don't have the decision fatigue of like, what do I do with this thing? You go in there. And again, like one thing that we say over and over with mementos is they work best when they're compact and curated.
Yes.
Because if you're overwhelmed with a ton of stuff,
yes,
you never look at it.
Yep. Totally true.
But if you and Jack were like, oh, let's sit down and look at what did we do when you were 10 years old or something like that. That's fun. So that's the Memento Keepsake Journal. And these are really beautiful. We work with this illustrator, Anna Mimonoshvili, who did beautiful illustrations for the covers of these. So they're super gorgeous, I think.
Yes. Gretch, it's inspiring me to get into this journaling thing. I don't see myself doing the Know Yourself Better journal, but I think I could be the one sentence journal and the Memento Keepsake journal.
And that's right. So probably no one would like to do all of them, but you can pick and choose the ones that are right for you. So that's exactly what my hope is.
Gretchen, you are taking this all to a whole new level, and I love it.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Okay. And so these are still in pre-order. So we expect to start shipping them in early October, Delta permitting. And because for happier listeners, we wanted to have some kind of little bonus. If you use the discount code happierjournal with no space, it's good for 10% off. You enter it at checkout. And if you want an easier URL to remember, it's happiercast.com/journals. And again, the code is happierjournal. But all these will be in the show notes. I'll put pictures of the outsides and the insides. I'll put a picture of that thing that my grandparents gave to me decades ago. I hope people really enjoy them because I had a great, great time creating them.
Yes, I think that they will. Gretch, after all these years of people printing out your PDFs, I think this is like going to be much nicer and like better, like the don't break the chain PDF.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to be a lot more elegant.
Well, and also with something like don't break the chain, if you want to keep it, it's kind of like a ta-da. Like I want to have a record of all the reading I did or all the walking I did or all of the times I went to sleep by 11 p.m. Like now you've got a real keepsake, not just a pile of papers. So let us know if you do try this at home. And if you keep a journal or you think you might try to keep a journal in a different way, let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. Go to happiercast.com/343 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we've got some healthy eating happiness hacks from Cassie Joy Garcia. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon and he loves Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping.
And now it's time for some happiness hacks. And to give us some fresh new hacks about healthy eating, we're going to talk to Cassie Joy Garcia. Cassie Joy Garcia is the editor-in-chief behind the popular food and wellness website, Fed and Fit, and she's the author of several popular cookbooks.
She's very interested in ways to rethink traditional meal preparation to save time, money, and energy and to reduce waste. Her latest book is Cook Once, Dinner Fix, Quick and Exciting Ways to Transform Tonight's Dinner into Tomorrow's Feast. It just hit the shelves.
We wanted to ask her to share some hacks for eating healthier with less effort. Hello, Cassie.
Hi, Cassie.
Hello.
We're so excited to be talking to you today.
Oh my goodness, I am thrilled to be talking to y'all.
Well, we struggle, or I should say I struggle with healthy eating, so I very much need these hacks, Cassie. What is the leftover veggie bowl hack?
I love this one.
Oh, this is one of my favorite hacks. It makes me feel, it gives me so much peace in knowing efficiency is around the corner. So you keep a bowl in your refrigerator, and you know when a recipe calls for a quarter of an onion, and you chop up that quarter of an onion, and then the rest of the onion goes into the veggie drawer to be forgotten, and then you feel sad about it. Toss that onion and all the other, the half of the mushrooms, the leftover carrots into a designated bowl in your refrigerator, and then at the end of the week, toss everything into a stir fry or a soup to use it all up.
Well, this is great too because it gets at that waste. And I know that's a big theme of yours, which is to reduce food waste. And so this, and then you don't forget, like you say, it's so easy for it to just roll to the back of the crisper and then you don't find it until it's like sprouting. And what about, you have a great hack too about how to handle groceries to make it easier to get from the grocery pile to the actual cooked recipe.
Yes, this is one of those things I really like to make sure I'm only doing something once. So when you get home from the grocery store, you probably already had in mind, or it's fresh on mind, what you were going to make with it in the next few days, right?
Right.
But you fast forward 2-3 days and you will probably have forgotten what meal calls for all the different components. And so I say as soon as you get home from the grocery store, while it's fresh and top of mind, sort in your groceries into meal bins. And I mean, put the onion in there, put the can of beans in there, the package of ground beef, all the things you're going to use for that particular meal. So it saves on rummaging time for the ingredients when it's time to make that dish.
This is so smart because I think, like, I would never think, like, I should put a can of beans in the fridge, but why not? It doesn't hurt them. And then if everything's already assembled, one of the things that you find with habits is, like, the tiniest bit of convenience makes a surprising difference. And you might be like, how hard is it to get a can of beans out of the pantry? And you're like, actually, it's hard enough that it'll stop you from making that recipe tonight. You'll forget that they're there all together.
Yeah. Well, and then also just knowing that you need the can of beans, like you're saying, just it just cuts down on so much mental energy.
Yes.
Yeah. That it's already there. It does seem sacrilege, though, to put a canned good in the fridge. Like, I would never in a million years have done that.
We keep when we were eating cereal, we would keep it in the fridge, and people thought that was bonkers. And I don't know why we did, but we did. Okay, and Cassie, throw us another one. These are so great. Give us another good hack.
Okay, so one of my other favorite hacks is to double and freeze. So we all have those nights, those days that despite our best intentions to make a home-cooked meal, you get home and you're like, I just do not have it in me today. And past you may have done future you a favor. It might have doubled one of your favorite dishes and frozen it for you. And so I say the next time you make your favorite beef, soup, stew, chili, casserole, double it, because it's not that much more work to just double the ingredients while you already have all the dishes dirty, and then just make 2 finished products, freeze it, label it, put the date and the name on it, and then use it within 5 months.
And you're so right, because a lot of the effort is the cleaning up, and you're not doing any more cleaning up. You're cleaning up the same amount. And do you find that tripling just starts to be too much to deal with?
I've dabbled in tripling and it was a lot.
Yeah. Well, also the math is harder.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just like knowing 5 months is the marker, because don't we all like wondering, like, is this good from 3 years ago? So I guess 5 months.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to know. Now, Cassie, interesting, you reported that you are a rebel. So how do you think that your rebel tendency goes with, I mean, somebody might look at this and say, like, oh, there are all these rules, there's all these hacks. How does that fit into your sort of rebel tendency, do you think?
I think in a lot of ways, I'm a rebel that kind of masquerades as an upholder. That's part of my chosen identity.
No, that's very common, that rebels, they look like upholders and they feel like upholders. Yeah.
Yes. And part of it is that I rebelled against the expected dinner routine is a huge thing. I don't like traditional meal prep, and I really get worn out by having to create a fresh dinner every single night from scratch. And then I've got nothing to show for it besides leftovers that my family doesn't really want. And so I had to create a system that just excited the heck out of me to want to make me make supper. And I still feel like I'm able to plate it with a joyful heart.
Oh, that's such a great insight. Yeah, you found the way to do it that's right for you. And I know that your motto is there's got to be a better way. And that it's so great just to get these little hacks for eating healthier and easier.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much, Cassie. It was great to talk to you.
It was so great to talk to you, Gretchen and Elizabeth. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to try one of these.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And now for a happier highlight. From time to time, we put a spotlight on something from the past, something we talked about that really made us happier. And in 2020, we challenged ourselves and listeners to walk for 20 minutes every day in 2020. That was the hashtag walk20and20. And that was so successful that in episode 305 for 2021, we announced the challenge to hashtag read 21 and 21. And so we're hitting this as a highlight because we have one third of the year left. That's about 108 days to go.
Wow. Okay. There is still time.
There's still
time. For those of you who did not do this, do it now.
Or if you've drifted off track, you know, maybe over the summer, things were like a little bonkers, or you've sort of lost your way, this is a great time to re-engage.
Yeah. So, Gretchen, you had the summer of Virginia Woolf.
Yeah. I didn't quite get all my Virginia Woolf into the summer. I still have a couple books to go, but I got a lot of Virginia Woolf done. Yeah. That was a great way for me to read 21 and 21. How about you?
Well, I am one of these people who's been off and on the track, I think. You know, I've had great runs of reading every day, and then I've had weeks of not reading sometimes.
Yeah.
But what I will say is having the hashtag read21in21 in my mind has helped me a lot. It really helped me in Puerto Rico because we've talked about the zombie mode recently.
Oh my gosh. And listeners, keep those answers coming because we are getting a lot of fascinating responses about zombie mode. So teaser, that's coming.
Yeah. And so Puerto Rico is a place where I could easily get into zombie mode because I was working so hard. So if I had any downtime, I was just like staring at the wall.
Yeah.
And reading helped me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day, but a lot. Also listening to books. So, and that is, I'm just telling myself right now, a good zombie mode tip that I should try next time, which I didn't think of last time, which is to listen to a book if I feel like reading words on a page is beyond me.
Right. Because you could just lie down with your eyes shut, but you could still listen to a story.
Yes. So I'd say I'm probably like a lot of our listeners where I haven't done it every day, but I've definitely gotten a lot out of it.
Well, what you do most days matters more than what you do once in a while. And if most days you're reading, you know, if sometimes you're not, you're still getting a lot more reading done. And it helps keep it uppermost in your mind. Some things that we've heard from listeners as changes that they've made that have helped them to read regularly. One is to improve your lighting, whether that's with a reading lamp, so you have better reading in a chair or, you know, wherever, or a light that you use in bed if you want to be reading and someone else wants to go to sleep. Something that really works for me and that a lot of people say is to keep a running list of books, whether you do that on a wish list, whether you do that on Goodreads, whether you do that on your phone, whether you have a, you know, ye old piece of paper. You get more excited to read when you have a lot of ideas for books that you want to read.
Yes. And Gretchen, another one, we've given this tip before. It's one that works well for me, which is delete a time-sucking app and replace it with an e-reader so that in line at the grocery store, instead of playing a game, I won't mention any names, instead you are reading a book.
Right. And what somebody said is actually put it in the same place in your phone so that when you're automatically like reaching for one, your e-reader pops up. Now, remember, we did do a very special episode, 310, which is all dedicated to hacks and tips and tools and suggestions for hashtag read 21 and 21. So if you are trying to re-engage, you can listen there. Or if you would just want to skim through it, I will post a link to the show notes for that episode where I list everything so you can just go through and see if there's anything that jumps out at you.
Yes, Gretchen, like you said, I may have to use the Don't Break the Chain tracker for my reading.
Yes, I know. It keeps you doing it, and then you get all the gold stars of seeing all the books that you've read by the end of the year. It's great. So good luck with hashtag Read 21 and 21. We got many, many days to go. A lot of great reading to do.
Yes. Coming up, I have a gold star for my in-laws. But first, this break. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretchen, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, as we both are, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Gretchen, we got Greenlight for Jack, and I love that it teaches him financial independence. Mm. He can earn money from us by doing chores and then getting money deposited into his Greenlight account. He can keep track of what he's spending.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/happier.
Okay, Gretchen, it is time for demerits and gold stars, and you are up this week with a happiness demerit.
Well, we were just talking about reading, and I have a demerit related to reading. So I was reviewing my 21 for 21 list, Elizabeth, mostly to see if there was something that I had achieved that I'd forgotten about so that I was owed like a check mark. And I realized like one of the things that I talked about on that was that I wanted to do review every day where I would spend 30 minutes just looking at books to see, like, is this a book that I actually want to read? Can I just quickly get what I need from it? I have so many books piled up everywhere. And a lot of them, it's not clear that I do want to read them. I'm trying to figure out if they're useful or what part of them is useful. And they just pile up. And I have literally not done this one time.
Maybe it's something you're not going to do and you should just cross it off the list.
But the thing is, it would make so much sense. Like, in a way, I kind of have to do it because at some point I have to have some way of processing these books. But I was thinking maybe it was a mistake. I was considered this as something that would be part of my work day. Mm. And maybe it just doesn't feel enough like work. Maybe I need to have it as a leisure thing or like a if I have a space between two things and I'm not exactly sure what to do. I think if I recategorize it in my mind, I might follow through with it better. I'm trying to figure out what the stumbling block is, because you're right. Why have I not even done it one time? I mean, from time to time, I'll look at a book and I'll be like, okay, let me just sit down and like see if I need this, but I'm not doing it regularly. Okay, I'm going to ponder that.
Maybe you should schedule it once a week. Maybe you were thinking you were going to do it every day.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Well, and part of it is like, I don't put it, if I put it in the calendar, I'll do it. But it seemed like, it's like, why bother to like take up a time slot with something that's so flexible? But you're right. Maybe I should start with once a week and get just like the groove of when it works for me. Mm. Because a half an hour a week is not a lot, but it's a lot less. It's a lot more than no minutes a week.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Okay. I'm going to try that. That's good. Okay. I'm going to try a bunch. This is why it's good to put these things on the 21 for 21 list. I'd kind of forgotten that I had made this vow. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, that really makes sense. But Melissa, take us up. What's your gold star?
All right, Gretchen, this weekend I saw Adam's extended family, my mm-hmm. extended in-law family, mm-hmm. outside, I should mention. And I was so touched because all of them have been watching Fantasy Island. And I don't just mean his parents, which I would expect.
Right.
Even his siblings, I would think, would tune in. But right. His cousins, his second cousins, his great aunt, everybody in the Fierro family is watching Fantasy Island, and I really just appreciated it. It really made me feel like part of the family and so supported that they were going out of their way to watch. And I just give them all a gold star because, you know, we all know, like, it's things that you feel like, you know, oh, I could do this, but oh, the person will never even know. Like,
right.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just like a really nice thing that they've made such a point of watching it. And everyone was completely up to date. It's not just like they tuned in once.
Oh.
Hopefully this also speaks to the entertainment value of Fantasy Island that they kept watching.
And were they pitching you ideas? Because I find myself being like, ooh, this could be a good fantasy.
You know, oddly, they weren't. A couple of them have, but I should be soliciting those ideas.
Well, maybe the fun of it is to be surprised, you know, and say, what's going to come? Oh, well, that's so nice. Well, gold star to their family, because it is really when you, and they probably didn't even really know they would run into you.
Right.
You know, they did it. That's
just
such a nice
thing.
Just
to be supportive. Just nice people. I'm lucky. I have very nice in-laws.
Yes. That is a big contributor to happiness.
Yes,
we both talk about that frequently. The resources for this week. Last week, I used my gold star to give a gold star to teachers. And I wanted to remind everybody that back in episode 324, we celebrated the wisdom of teachers in the Proverbs of the Professions from teachers. And I have a free PDF with all the great insights that we collected from listeners. So if you want to download that or share it with a teacher in your life, you can visit, or a parent, I think parents are very interested in the Proverbs of teachers. Visit GretchenRubin.com/resources under podcast resources.
Yes, we all love teachers.
Yes. And what we're reading this week, what are you reading, Elizabeth?
I am reading Crossing to Safety by Wallace Stegner.
Oh, that's such a good book. That is Justice O'Connor's favorite novel.
You told me that. And I said, well, I must read it then.
That's so good. And I am reading The Yellow House by Sarah M. Broom. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Keep a journal in the way that's right for you. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked.
Thank you to Cassie Joy Garcia for the great hacks. You can check out her new book, Cook Once, Dinner Fix. Thanks to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And here it comes. Once again, if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. I love your book. Like the feel of it is so satisfying. It's like got a great kind of, if there's mouth feel, this
smooth.
Is like hand feel.
I was going to say mouth feel.
Yeah, no, I mean, it like opens nicely. Like a lot of things, I don't know. I'm getting more and more sensitive to the feel of a book lately. I don't know.
I love that.
From the Onward Project.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.